we don't live a good life, the suffering is very sad. People like Karun and Fir'aun and all those disbelievers who disobeyed Allah and never believed in Allah, from the time they die, their souls go through punishment and suffering. If we don't live a good life, from the time our soul leaves, to leave the body is pain and suffering, and it continues down into the grave and after in barzakh. Suffering. Suffering. Yeah, it's a place of stay, but it's a place of suffering for those who don't do good. So many different stages. While they're waiting for a judgment, they're going to also go. Now, judgment there will clarify to them why they're suffering. They're probably wondering, why am I suffering? You know, there is a hadith about the people who will stand on the day of Qiyamah bankrupt. Remember bankrupt? We talked about a hadith in the past, bi-iznillah. But there would be people who prayed salah, give zakat, fasted, perform hajj, came for Jummah salah, everybody. But on the day of judgment, they bankrupt with no sawab, no blessings. Why? Because they pray, they perform hajj, they fast, they do everything, but they hurt people, they insulted people, they abused people, they oppressed people, and all their blessings would go to the people they backbite, they slander, they oppressed, and they took advantage of, and then they will rise on the day of judgment and wonder, why were I suffering? Then they will, Allah will say, see, all your blessings went to that person you were bad talking and slandering and abusing the job. You gave them a job and you didn't pay them properly. You underpaid them, so you pay for it here now. You enjoy the money there, well, pay for it here. People, we oppress and we suffer. Mm-hmm. And the people who do good deeds, amilu salihat, their souls, Allahu Akbar. Muhaddithin and Mufassirin have said, tiny pinch, the soul comes out, the grave will be like paradise. They will get the cool air from Jannah. Their souls will become into the form of birds, and they will be flying and relaxing and enjoying life until Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Isn't that what we want to be? All of us want to be flying here and want to be having the best home here and have the everything here. But what do we do for over there? We try to understand everything else but the reality of life. It doesn't matter what we are, what color we are, what nationality, Arab, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Guyanese, Trini, whatever we may be. That's a reality we have to face. However rich we may be. You know, Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu reported that when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his mother when she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what would she have done if she was alive? And you know what he said? He said, if my mother was alive, she would give charity. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, well then you give charity for her and she will get the blessings. You will get blessings and she will get the blessings. Allahu Akbar. He will get the blessings while he is alive, and the mother will also get it who passed away, which is called Sadqa Jariya. You know, last week I was in Homestead. I went, alhamdulillah, went there for Jummah, did the khutbah there. And I was finding out it's a church they bought. Very interesting. And I need to share this with you. It's right here. It's not in Japan or China. Right here. You guys could take a drive and go see it. They bought a church in Miami. So I decided to go last week. Alhamdulillah, have been inviting me to come all the time, functions and programs and khutbahs. Alhamdulillah, I got the time last week. Looking at the church and all the land and how pretty and beautiful this place is, I was amazed. I said, Subhanallah, Allah has really blessed you brothers and sisters in this community. The Imam said, you must also make dua for this brother. Little brother, looking very simple, like any number around town. I said, why, what? He said, that's the brother who put $1 million for this project. Allahu Akbar. One man, $1 million? He didn't ask nobody. He didn't wait for nobody. He said, I'm doing it, Bismillah. Who wants to help and support, do it. One man gave that $900 to $1 million. 900. 100,000, a million. One man in Florida.
I'm telling you about something in Japan. What happened to all our Muslims who have million-dollar homes and drive all his life and have all these $1 million in the account? Why can't we do that for masjids and school and Islam? You got to wait for somebody else. I was really amazed right here. I was telling you a few weeks ago, I went to Chicago and I saw masjids being built for 5 million and 10 million centers and schools. One man in Chicago gave $6 million. One man alone. For the Darussalam in Chicago. I was, wow. And I mentioned it. I wonder if we have people like that here. And I went down right in Homestead and saw one man gave $1 million. Allahu Akbar. You know what kind of sadqa jariyah is that for that brother? When he passes away? And our Bengali brothers, to make you a little more happy, the brother from Bangladesh. Mashallah, I really admire that. You know what kind of sadqa jariyah? Everybody that prayed there, every child that learns to read Quran there, every dawah in Islam that spread from there. And today some of us have millions and hundreds of thousands and we can't spend to the proportion that Allah has given us. Because we have to understand that pain. You know, it says that when you give charity, it appeases the anger, the ghazab of Allah. Allahu Akbar. When you give charity in the name and in the path of Allah, it cools the anger of Allah. If Allah is angry with us, it cools him down. And do you know when you give sadaqah and charity, if our death has to be a hard one, it makes the death easy for us. So much blessings, sadaqah jariyah, continuous blessings. Because death is a natural thing, like we said before, the sun and the moon. It's a reality we got to study and live by. But what we need to do is try to understand and live by the reality of it. Yes, I know we have been talking about the pain and the suffering, but now how do we get away from that? That's what we need to know. You come to America, you work hard, you got a pain, you got a suffering. How do you get away from that? You get a nice house, you get a nice car, you get luxuries, you enjoy it. Peace. You got a little Jannah here. Well, similarly, if you want Jannah there, we got to prepare for it. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said about a smart person. The aql person, the one with the brain, the smart person is the one who lives this life in a preparation for the hereafter. So when I saw the man gave $1 million, you know, I'm mad at. If people have money, you shouldn't be asking for someone to fix the fan. You know, Muslims in America should never beg for money. You know why? We got so many wealthy Muslims in this community. And in the world, that every Muslim should look for what masjids need and schools need and children need and people in the path of Allah and just provide it as sadaqah jariyah and to make their death easy and to fly like a bird in barzakh and Jannah. Don't we understand that? We spend our millions of dollars to provide here thinking we'll fly like a bird here. I don't care what you do, you can't fly like a bird here. You're going to get screened even to go in the airport to fly in the plane. You can't even fly in the aircraft, really. And shout, Allahu Akbar, I'm Muslim. The plane will come down and drop you off in jail. You can't even fly here comfortable. But you want to spend all your money to enjoy the flying of this world. Not knowing that if we spend, that's the thing. Yes, pray, Quran, Ibadah, Salah, righteous child, you know, teach, educate, everything. But when we spend for ourselves, don't wait to die for people to do it for us. Spend Quran, Islam, spread the message. Spend it bi amwalikum wa anfusikum yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. When you spend out of your wealth and yourself, Allah will forgive you your sins, inshallah, he says. And Allah will cause us to enter Jannah, inshallah. But we're studying everything, but we haven't studied that transition from here, that death and what's going on. We're waiting for everybody else to do before we could do what Allah has given to us. Think about ourselves. When we're in that grave, no wife, no child, when we're dying and you're in the hospital dying, the wife will say, pray for him to die quickly. I don't want to see him suffering. Even the wife will pray for you to die. I don't want to see him suffering. The children will pray for you to die. I don't want to see him suffering. And then you left everything for them. And you have nothing in the grave and nothing in the hereafter. And they take your money and flying all over the world and you going down in the grave. I like that. That's the life we live. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, that's a stupid life. The smart life is you invest your time, your ibadah, your salah, your education, everything for the hereafter and for Allah. And then the death, when the soul leaves the body, it will leave easily. The grave will be coolness like Jannah. You fly like a bird in Barzakh and in Jannah.